Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey in Light Spiritual Radio. Glad you're here. I'm your host, Michael Long. And getting everything all queued up, it's sometimes not the easiest thing to do when you're bringing in your guests from down under. So it's a miracle a lot of times to get all of that to work. But anyway, Rachel Thompson Phillips is our guest here, and we're going to be bringing her on. She's also going to be taking your phone calls here into the show, so call on in and 347-884-8245 and press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Alrighty, so as Rachel's reconnecting with a new direct link here, I'll give her a minute here to kind of switch on over to that and see if that one is working. Let you guys know about our, if you're listening to me live, or you, all of the archive people, don't forget about our homeless people, those that are in need, those that need our help. If we truly, as a body of people, if you're listening and you say, I'm spiritual, that means you got love. You got love for your brothers and sisters. And I know there's folks out there that can help in a large way. You know, our goal that I set, our first goal I set way back when, and it didn't start with the homeless project, it was some other things, but we're right now only $240 away from reaching our goal of this goal set. Maybe tonight it'll be reached. Maybe there's one person out there that can do that tonight. But for the folks out there, I want to address one thing. People say, well, money's tight at this and that, but most people can $5 without devastating them. And that's really the giving. And you know, the more you give, the better you receive. I a lot of times like to give away money because I know to get, but when you give, it's amazing what your life is like to upcome. So if you want really good things to happen, that's the way I look at it. I want to give. It's like when I was helping Charles Sunday. First talked with him, gave him $30, and I went around the corner and I stopped in this little store and I thought, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give Charles $20 out of my pocket. I can do that. And so I circled back around and, oh man, it was worth it to hear Charles so excited and went back to his friend and was like, woohoo, you know, I share the pictures so that you can get some of the energy that I feel. Can't get it all that I feel, of course, but, please just click on the link and just ignore it. I mean, it would be great if we did a show where everybody participated and gave either $5, some gave $20, maybe someone gave $100, you know, just what folks can give. It would be wonderful. So, all right. Alrighty. So, okay. So I'm seeing where everybody is. Again, the number to call in, 347-884-8245. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and breeze, islands and seas, mountains of rain and sun. All that was good, all that was fair, all that was me is gone. Yes, the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
So we are trying to connect to Rachel Thompson Phillips from Australia, and you know, Australia is way down under, so we are trying our best. Okay, now we need to find where Rachel is. Okay, let's see if we can find Rachel here. This might be the line. Rachel, is that you?
Yeah, it certainly is.
All right. Woo! We found
finally.
You.
Finally.
Connection. All right. That little light of mine found you. All right. Well, good. Well, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really, really good today. And you, Michael?
Yeah, doing good. Doing good. Nice and sunny out here, so can't complain.
Oh, that's good. We're just starting to go into a cooler weather, so it's not quite so sunny here today.
Yeah. Let me ask you really quick before we get really going. Do you have any radio on in the background, or are you on speaker? I'm hearing myself talk like an echo.
No. It's
nothing
just
on at all.
Loud.
Okay. So you're on a headset. You're not no speaker. You're on
no,
the
phone. I can't use headset because I've come through on the phone.
Yeah. Okay. So you're just on the phone. Okay. All right. Well, we'll deal with it. No problem. So, Rachel, do you want to tell the folks a little bit about yourself and then segue into your topic today?
No problem. So, I'm Rachel Thompson Phillips, and I'm the creator of the BU Oracle Cards and founder of two online courses. One is called BU Intuition, where I go through a 12-week process with students on learning how to tap into their intuition and help them in all areas of their life. And I also have another online course called Successfully Sassy, which teaches people how to create their own online course, as I'm a big buff for education and there are so many incredibly amazing people out there with so much profound knowledge that if we can get it online, then we can help change multiple lives all around the world. So I can be found on Facebook under Rachel Thompson Phillips and also on my website as well, which is www.rachelthompsonphillips.com. So there are all the multiple channels in which people can connect with me. So feel free to jump on, have a look, and if you have any information or want to chat about anything, please feel free to just connect with me on my website, which will send you through to an email. So the topic I wanted to talk to people about today was the ability to be able to receive. I've worked with thousands of people over the years, and the one thing I've noticed and it's become really apparent, especially over the last couple of months, is we all have this wonderful ability to give and to serve and to help others, but we're not necessarily quite that quick to allow our own selves to receive even simple things like a compliment or not accepting help when you need it. So there seems to be quite a block in people's exchange between having a balance between giving and receiving, because we can't always be in a state of giving, because then we get out of flow within our own self. Like, each person's soul needs to be nourished and supported and nurtured along each person's journey. So it's equally important to be able to make sure that you allow yourself to receive, even if it makes you feel uncomfortable at the very beginning. You'll get used to it the more you do it. Do you find you have an equal balance between giving and receiving, Michael?
Yeah, I was breaking up there just a little. I had to reconnect. So, but you're coming across good.
Oh, good. I was just saying, do you have an equal balance between giving and receiving? Because you do a lot of work for a lot of people. So do you find that your channels in which you allow yourself to receive is of equal?
Well, you know, that's really a difficult thing for me. I love to give, but to receive is really difficult. I try, but
that's what I mean. Like, if we just get into such a natural state to be able to give, because we've all heard that term. It's best to serve. Always come from a space of serving, and that's wonderful. And I've been doing this, working in my industry for over 20 years, working with clients, so I know what it's like to serve all the time. But unless we allow ourselves to receive, our cup becomes empty. And I heard an awesome saying, a couple of years ago, and it says, we should only give from our overflow, whereas most of us tend to give from our cup, and therefore, it's no sooner is it getting filled that it's getting depleted, and then we fill it up, and then it gets depleted, and then that has a massive impact on us on an holistic level. So, our mental and emotional, we start to feel like, if your cup becomes really depleted and you've given so much, you start to get to a place where you feel really resentful that, people take you for granted or they're just using you, on a physical level. We're always giving input out and not taking the moment to be able to allow our physical body to rest and relax. Our physical structure is never ever going to continue to stay strong. It will, you know, you end up getting colds and flus often. You know, on a mindset wise, it's very easy if you're always putting input out to go into unhealthy places in our thoughts. So, and on a soul and spiritual level, you know, if you're always there to fix other people, but yet not in the ability to be able to receive, then you become hindered in your process because you're not getting the opportunity to, you know, either offload or to be able to just receive the healing that you need. So it's equally vital to make sure that our balance and our cups are always filled in our ability to give and receive. And I remember doing this at the very beginning because, you know, you get so used to just giving that, you know, my husband would give me a compliment and I would dismiss it straight away. And once I started recognizing how often I did that, I would see the look on his face and I would think, I actually really offended him and really hurt him. He was actually coming from a space that he actually meant it, and yet I dismissed it. You know, if I had other people in my world that wanted to help and I said no, that same look of disappointment would come across for them. So it was something that was initially at the beginning a little bit difficult to learn to say yes, because you're body and your mind is so used to coming from a reaction response that to be able to actually learn to say yes actually requires you to become very conscious when involved in conversations, because you actually have to, you know, stop yourself from having that automatic response of going, no, I don't need any help or anything. So, you know, it does require a little bit of work to initiate it, to create more of an equal balance within our worlds. What do you think you find some of the hardest ways in which to be able to receive, Michael?
Well, you know, it's, I think, you know, in almost any way, I mean, just, you know, you look at, you know, Christmas, birthdays, things like that, it's hard to receive anything. I mean, I do. I let it happen, of course, and I'm grateful, of course. But it's. I'd rather be the one that, for example, hands out the presents, or I love, you know, doing the homeless mission so that I can go and help the, you know, the people on the streets. But I forget to take care of myself. For example, my wife was mentioning to me. She said, you're going all around town with this, you know, you're driving a whole lot more than you ever used to with our vehicle. We only have one vehicle, and it's like, it's got like 200,000 miles on it. And she said, you know, the tires are getting really low. She said, you better take care of that. And sure enough, you know, they were really in bad shape. So when, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had a, take the Friday off from the homeless mission to take care of our, you know, me and the vehicle and the homeless vehicle. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And like, if you don't take care of that, it doesn't allow you to be able to keep continuing to do what you love in the first place, which is to help serve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finally realized that. So taking care
and
of.
And it's funny how we just get into this habit of, not taking a moment to take care of our own needs. We just dismiss it. And I think that's such a vital cue of, you know, going within and asking the question of what's preventing us from being able to allow ourselves to give to ourselves. Because receiving isn't always naturally about just receiving from others. It's also allowing ourselves to receive from ourselves, you know, by taking the time out to take care of ourselves so that we can continue to do what we love. Or, you know, taking 5 minutes away from internet. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, I find on a Sunday, I will take Sunday afternoon is like technology-free day. So then I spend that with my family and I'm actually really present. And that's my way in which I give to myself, because I tell you, it's so easy to get lost in Facebook or in the groups that I'm in with the students and stuff like that, and they also are aware that Sunday is like switch-off day for them as well, you know, so that you can allow yourself to just be present with your family, be present with your friends, be present with yourself, and just check in and see what is it do you need so so that you continue the rest of the week, because, you know, life is getting so incredibly busy, and if we don't take these opportunities, well, no one else is going to help take care of us ourselves.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point, because we have to. I mean, it's my wife always gets on to me about taking care of myself, and, you know, I said, if you're not around, and, you know, who's going to take care of me, you know, her, since she's sick and everything. And so she cares about me and wants me to take care, and health-wise, the whole, you know, everything. And that's a great point you're making, because people, I think, in the spiritual community, you know, rather, most people would rather give than receive, so. But we need to look after ourselves. Mm-hmm.
That's right, and it's so important, because especially if you are working with people in any format, then our energies can become almost like being on a, you know, seesaw of, you know, one day we feel amazing, next day we don't feel so great. And it's all because of that lack of being able to self-care and nurture for ourselves, so that we can continue to bring the best of ourselves to whatever it is that we're doing. Because, you know, I know myself, when I've worked a lot and I haven't taken a little bit of time out for myself, just how depleted I feel, and sometimes it can take a little bit longer to get back on top of that, depending on how long I've let that sort of go. So, you know, it's vital to be able to be at your best that you can be by making sure that we take care of our own self. And, you know, there are little tiny things that we can do for ourselves, you know, like either just, you know, going for a walk, having a bath, you know, making sure you eat right and water, because it's so easy to get so busy and you think, oh, I'll get that glass of water, I'll go and have something to eat in a minute, and you just leave it, and before you know it, your stomach's crumbling and it's gone 5 hours without any food. There's all these really wonderful ways in which that we can give back to ourselves, so that we can nourish our own soul whilst we're on our journey, and that gives us the energy and capacity to keep continuing to be able to serve.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's for us to be able to serve, and I think, you know, our vehicle is a great example of being able to, you know, take care of it. So we are able to continue to help the homeless, because without that, it's just me. So.
Anyway, that's right, so you've got to look after you so you can continue to look after them.
I kind of got that feeling last week when I found Burles, one of the homeless people I haven't seen in a while. I finally located him. He was on the streets in a certain area. I finally found him, and just the way he lit up when he saw me, and because he doesn't ask for help, and if anyone gives him help, it's only a dollar or two a day, he said. It's great to see, you know, them light up when they see them. So
I know they're the beautiful things that help enrich your life and allow you to keep going. So in a way, that sort of giving back to ourselves, and you know, it is incredibly beautiful when you do see that someone that you're working with is so inspired to see you, because you matter, and that you change their life every day, every time you go in and see them. So it's so easy to get on the treadmill of just serving, but, you know, being in this industry for over 20 years, I can tell you that's the first way to burn yourself out. Is to only come from a place of serving and, you know, not looking after yourself. I've seen that happen many and many a times, and it's something I suppose I was always quite, probably only ever had, like, come close to burnout once, and that was, again, just through not looking after myself. So it was a very valuable lesson I learned very, very early on, and have managed to stay in my industry for over 20-plus years now because of that one main pivotal point. And it's something I truly install into my students as well with my courses, to be able to make sure that they're taking care of, like, even in my course, I have action steps, and one of the action steps that they must do has to have some form of self-nurturing, so that they get used to, because it's like exercise. You have to train yourself to do this. So unless you're doing it weekly and consistently, it's very easy to go, well, I'll do it this time, and then you get back on that old treadmill, and then you forget about doing anything for, you know, a few more weeks, and then you're like, oh, okay, something will remind you to let you know that you need to care for yourself. So I think it's something that can be incredibly uplifting to be able to put in something that allows you to be able to receive once a week as a priority, so that you can give to yourself and therefore feel supported and nurtured and have your soul feel nourished along your journey. So practice, you know, it's that practice makes perfect. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. And just understanding that when you do start doing something that's new, there's going to be a level of uncomfortability, but that's okay. It won't take long before you start to really see the benefits of how important it is to self-care and allow yourself to receive.
Yeah, I agree. Last point I'll say on that, we'll go to callers, but that's a great point. It's like this radio show. From early on, I have tried to take off Friday and Saturday so I could recharge my batteries. Of course, I got a lot of stuff I got to do for myself. I use those 2 days to do that, but it really helps me continue on. And I know other radio shows that started when I did, a lot of them just went straight out as far as all week, 7 days a week, and there isn't a single show that started when I did that's still here. So I credit a lot of that to me being able to last this long with, you know, these many shows that we've done. It's just that break. It's such an amazing difference, I feel. When it's Thursday, it's the end of the week, you know, I'm, as my producer Bonnie will probably tell you, I'm pretty beat, to be honest with you. But then comes Sunday, you know, the beginning of the week, even today, Tuesday, I feel, you know, pretty refreshed and good. It'll start sitting in tomorrow, though. But I think most people feel that way when they get to the end of their work week, Friday and stuff like that. So, anyway, Rachel, you want to take some phone calls?
Yeah, let's rock and roll and get some callers in and see how we can help and assist them.
Okay, great. Okay, so the number to call in, folks, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. Again, this is Journey into the Light. We're with Rachel Thompson Phillips. And if you want to contact Rachel, her contact information is listed on the show page, website, Facebook link. Is there any other announcements, Rachel, you want to get out there?
No, that seems to be it for the time being. If anyone wants to learn more about intuition, please feel free to jump on my website and send me an email. I'd love to be able to help anyone that wants to go on that journey of learning more about their intuition.
Okay, great. And everybody stay with us. We'll be going here in Journey in the Light for the next 3.5 hours. So stay with us. We'll have a new guest each hour. 336 area code. You're on the air first. Welcome. Can we get your first name? Where you're calling from?
My name is Sherman. I'm calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hi, how are you, love?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. What was your name again? Sorry, I didn't hear.
Sherman.
Sherman, how are you, love? Cool. Alrighty, so do you have a specific question you would like to ask, or are you just happy for me to give you what I've got?
Well, I have a specific question.
Yep, no problem. Far away.
Okay, I'm in between trying to decide on which job I should choose between the job with Haynes and the job with Johnson Controls. I just want to see which job is best for me. What which one would give me the best experience?
The first one that comes to mind is number two. So I think you said that was Johnson Control. So
yes.
The feeling that I get with that and the card that's come out for it is contentment. I feel like that one is going to give you some challenges, but I think you're really ready for that because I feel like you've been stagnant for so long and you're ready to learn something new. And I think because of the new skills is going to enable you to move up through the ladder in your work domain, which is going to make you feel really contented within your own self because I feel like you feel stuck and that you're indecisive and you're not sure what to do. But as soon as you make the decision with which way you want to go, everything is going to fall into place beautifully for you. So don't worry if there's a few little hiccups at the very beginning.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of the structure inside within the actual business for it to get up and going. It's got nothing to do with you, so don't take it personally. But any opportunity that presents itself, I keep hearing in my head, I don't classify myself as a medium, but I've got this grandmother-type voice here saying, take every opportunity that presents itself, even if you don't feel like you're ready for it. Jump on
okay.
it, take on it, and this opportunity is going to be able to, this job is going to give you an opportunity to exceed your own expectations.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
It's my pleasure.
I appreciate that.
Well, I wish you all the best of luck. It sounds like it's going to be an exciting journey for you. So good luck.
All right. Thank you. I wish you the same.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We're going to go next to Florida. Let's go ahead and bring in Tasha.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Tasha. And you, love?
I'm doing okay. I got fired recently from a company that I've been with for 3 years. And, you know how you said in the beginning of the show, you give and you give. Well, I've given a lot to my company, and they have became very dishonest with their business dealings, with how they deal with customers. So at this point, I know they're going down. So I saw them firing me sooner or later. So now where I'm supposed to go out and look for work, I'm feeling very depleted. So I've decided to take May just for myself, just to gather my energy back and just to take care of myself. But I'm wondering what's going to happen after that.
As soon as you said that you had been fired from your job, love, the first thing that came to mind was all the celebration. I feel like this has been the best thing for you. I feel like your soul was being sucked from you because it didn't. The business, although you said its dealings wasn't how you would like them to be, I feel like that.
Dishonest.
Yeah, definitely made an impact on your values and your beliefs because even though it wasn't you doing it, you still felt like that was a reflection of you and the workplace that you're in. So the moment that you're out of it, I think it is going to be the most refreshing thing. And I have got someone screaming in my ear saying, look in the architectural side of things for the next lot of work in the architectural industry, and you will come across a business that lives by its values, believes in its message, and holds itself incredibly accountable to that. I think the impression that I get when I said architectural side of things, I feel like in your brain's like, well, I'm not really sure if I'm qualified for that. The skills that you have, you're only looking at it from only one industry. Look at how you can use the skills in other types of industry. And you're incredibly creative, and you have the ability to think on your feet, and that's incredibly impeccable in any business structure. So don't underestimate your own potential. The card that's come out for you is transformation, and that is a card. If you can imagine, transformation is like being a butterfly. You start off as a cocoon into a caterpillar, and then you get wings and you grow. This is what this time frame is for you at this point. I think you have kept yourself in a very particular box for a very long time, and now it's time for you to spread your wings into other areas. And I feel like the next job opportunity, you're going to be there for a very long time, and it's going to be incredibly fulfilling for you.
But I think it's amazing that you're going to take this opportunity to take a little bit of time for yourself. Only take a length of time. I think if you were to take the whole of May, it's going to be too long for you. I think if you're the kind of woman that, unless her brain has the capacity to use it in a constructive way, after a little bit of a while, your mind can become quite destructive towards your own self. So be very, very mindful of that. Do things that are going to nourish you. Stay empowered through the choices that you've made. Don't look back on this past experience and use that as a perception filter for the next job, or else you're only going to attract the same type of energy again. The thing I'm getting to say to you is to use empowering affirmations every day as a way to keep your mind focused on the direction that you want to go in.
Wow, thank you so much, Rachel. Up until now, I've been in commercial construction, so architecture is just a little different, a little of a stretch than from what I've done, but thank you so much. I definitely will.
My pleasure. I would go online, and there's a gentleman that has, I can't remember his name, you can even find it on Facebook. It's called I Am Power Statements. He does these videos that you can listen to, and they're incredibly empowering. I am words are the most empowering words that you can use, and what word follows after I am really does shape your reality. So I would be listening to those kind of things and to really keep your mind focused and become empowered by your own self, because, as I said, I think this job has depleted some of your self-confidence. Now it's time for you to rise up above the situation and really become empowered by your own self. So go and search it out. You will find it on Facebook and obviously on the internet. I can't actually remember the name, but I know that it's if you just type in I am on Facebook, it'll come up on there, and he's got some amazing videos that you can listen to.
Great. I will look it up right away. Thank you so much. This is exactly what I needed.
My pleasure, love. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. Again, the number to call in, 347-884-8245 is the number. And we're going to go ahead and bring from North Carolina, Bonnie, to the show. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie. How are you, love?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Could you just give me what you get?
No problems. So the first thing that comes to mind in the card that I've pulled out for you, love, is a card that's called Rise Above. What this card signifies is that I feel like you are the go-to person for everyone. And quite similar to the thing that we were talking about before, about not having the balance between giving and receiving. I feel like a lot of people come in, they tell you all of their problems, so they're almost like dumping all of their baggage on you, and after a little while you get very, very depleted. The Rise Above card is to rise above all the these kind of situations and realize that there is something more and greater out there for you. I was getting the pull to start looking at different environments in which to be able to go and make new friendships that really do align with the person that you are, not what you're used to. I think it's very easy to just sit in a place and get really comfortable without ever allowing ourselves to expand sometimes. So Rise Above is also about, you know, creating new changes, obtain some clarity around what it is that you want. This word that keeps coming to mind is don't settle for less than what you deserve, love. And it's also about not listening to your own negative self-talk that you talk with your own self. It's time to rise above that and start really aligning yourself with what your truth is. I feel like you have the capacity to say something automatically, but it's not actually how you really feel. So say, for example, someone would say something like, what do you think about this? You would automatically go, oh, no, I don't really like that. Yet if you really take a moment to just stop and sit with it, you'd actually go, It's actually only this element that I don't like about it, but the rest of it I really do enjoy. But I think because you've got so used to being in reaction response, you're not giving yourself that permission to actually stop and think about what it is that you do really like in your world and what doesn't and what you don't enjoy in your world. It's now time for change to occur and around those situations. So I feel like this is a time to really start making some subtle changes on multiple levels within your world to start getting things back on track the way that you would like it to be for you. So I hope that helps, Bonnie.
It's actually very, very accurate because what I do is, like, I have a friend I do graphics for because she makes cards, but I don't want to do that anymore. But every time I say, sure, I'll help you do that because she expects it. And I don't want to. I really don't. I don't want to do them anymore. They just take up my time and energy, and I'd rather be doing other things at this point. And so you're right. There's some people I would sort of like to leave behind. I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I just am not that person that they think they know. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do, but I think if you shift your perception around that mindset, because most people have that perception that if they say no, then that they're not serving and they're not being a good person. But there's an element that people tend to fail to see, which is when you're saying yes to other people, you're actually denying and saying no to you. So you're making other people happy, but the one person that needs to be happy is you, and you're denying yourself that. So when you think the next time when you would like to actually say no to this lady, don't think about it as saying no to her. Actually look at it as from the perspective that you're actually saying yes to you. And sometimes when we say yes to ourselves, there's going to be a natural occurrence where it's not going to be what everyone else wants to hear. But that's okay, because you're here on this lifetime, in this journey, to fulfill your own happiness, your self-love.
Right. Well, see, this is, you know, I used to do a lot of graphics for a living, and I'm really tired of doing graphics for a living, and I've shifted my focus, and so, and I feel bad. I haven't answered her yet. I'm avoiding answering her, but I really want to say, no, I'm really sorry, I can't help you with this anymore.
What would be the worst possible scenario for you to say, if you were to say that to her?
She wouldn't like me anymore.
So what's more important, her liking you or you not liking your own self?
Well, me probably not liking my own self.
And if she's a really good friend, love, then something, a decision like that shouldn't be the catapult that destroys a friendship.
I agree with that too. And, you know, I just often feel very... you know, like, I only hear from her when that is something she wants to have done, really.
So then it's not really a friendship. It's more that you fulfill her needs. So there's no real friendship in the first place, love.
That's probably true. So, yes, I agree.
So then if you're worried about her liking you or not, then I'd probably say you're investing your energy in channels that are just depleting you. So then you got to ask the question of, why do you want to have those kind of people in your world, love?
Well, I've got quite a few of them. You know, there are people left over.
I know, that's why the Rise Above card came up.
Yes. Well, there are people left over from what I'm going to call right now my previous life, where I worked another job and I did other things. And I'm just not that person anymore. I'm the person I should have been in the first place. You know, and I don't know how to leave those people gently behind, because I don't want to hurt them. I just want them to not.
You don't have to leave them behind. You don't have to leave them. It's not like you have to cut all your ties in every area. But reduce the amount of time that you spend with them so that you have more time and energy to go and find and discover other people that align and bring out and allow you to be your own self in. And you'll find that over time, you'll just gently maneuver from one space to the next.
Okay.
Because everything, you don't have to just like wake up tomorrow and just be like, that's it, I'm not seeing anyone and I'm not doing anything. It's unrealistic and it's going to hurt you and it's going to hurt other people. And I know that that's not what you want. But you're not allowing any space in your day or even in your week
to even have the energy to go and look or even do any other activities in your world that is around those like-minded people like yourself. So
yeah.
It's like, it's always that where we put our focus becomes our attention. So all your focus is on all these people that are like sucking you dry, and that's where your focus is, and you're worried and concerned about them, whether they're going to like you or not, yet they're only using you for what they want. And by the time all the, you know, I'm a pretty sharp shooter, by the time all the vampires suck the blood out of you, there's no energy left to go in the direction that you want, and you're just left feeling like what the heck's going on in your world. This is a time to really start making some choices, love, and there'll be some people that get upset, and it's you don't do that intentionally to hurt them. But the decision always still needs to come back to the fact of, are you more worried about them liking you or you liking your own self? And I think the second needs to be the priority. You need to be able to wake up in the morning and like the person that you are.
Yes, I think you're right. I do. I absolutely do. And they do drain me dry. You know, I know that they're lonely people and they're sad people, but I can't fix it. I can't. And I don't have the energy to give them anymore if I ever did to start with. I really can't.
And that's beautiful to be able to acknowledge that, love. Now you've just got to apply the actions behind it and just move in that direction with a little bit of conviction of knowing why you're doing it. And that's to make sure that your soul gets fulfilled and so that your cup is getting filled. That's a priority, love, because if we shut ourselves down in order to accommodate other people, then we're not really living, love. We're just watching life and watching it go by.
Yes, and I'm kind of tired of that. So, yes, I agree. And that's a perfect card, and that was a very lovely reading that you gave me and something I did need to hear.
That's beautiful. I'm glad I could help, love. And you know what? I know you can do this. So I wish you all the best of luck. And just remember, you're a priority.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's very kind and very lovely of you.
My absolute pleasure. You take care, love. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for your call, Bonnie. We appreciate you. And all right. Well, Rachel, I think it's going to wrap it up here for today. We do thank you for finding a way to connect with us. So, I know it's morning there, Wednesday. So, anyway, get your day started. And but anyway, thanks for coming on. Great show. Always enjoy connecting
with
you.
It's my absolute pleasure. I wish everyone a wonderful day and take care. And I will catch everyone next week.
All right. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. Have a good great week.
Bye.
All right. This is going to end this broadcast here. It's Rachel Thompson Phillips. And coming up next, Marilyn Pasek, Angel Lady, will be coming up at the top of the hour in just a couple of minutes. So everybody redial, and we'll be starting here in a little bit.